We help them with the property tax incentive if they qualify, you know, for there are certain criteria, eligible criteria. And so what happens is, for example, a 400,000 square feet, you know, warehouse may open. So we would give them a leg up at the beginning. So first 10 to 12 years, they'll have reduced property taxes to help with their businesses to start and grow within Cook County. So that is our biggest incentive. I come from a background of economic development. I used to work for Mayor Daley back in the 90s. So I always did economic development. Even though when I went to private sector, I worked on project finance and all that. So through that, we have done a lot of financing. It's pretty hard to believe that government actually get in this country, at least, you know, government gets into financing, you know, private businesses. But we do. So I send Teodoro this particular brochure that we have, that you will see it in your email. So it talks about, you know, some of the programs that we have. We have a low interest loan program for businesses. I talked about the property tax incentive. Also another program we have, especially for manufacturing, and that I was telling her, Antonia. So she's making these cakes, right? And I was telling her the story about there's a company called Eli's Cheesecake. I worked with them back in the 90s. They were making cake from a small restaurant kitchen that they had, but the demand started growing so big, they needed to build a factory. It was almost like a $9.7 million project. And we did financing from the government for that particular project. One of the way that we do this financing is, as a government, we can issue tax-exempt bonds. So what it is, basically, is just a fancy loan, but when the bond buyers buy the bonds, you know, they don't pay taxes on the interest. That means their expected return on the loan is much lower than, you know, if it was taxable. So for example, like if the market rate is 10%, I mean it's not now, but let's say it's 10%, they would live with 7% because they're in the 30% tax bracket. Basically, that gets passed down to the companies, the manufacturers, you know, who borrows the money. So that's a lower cost of funding, aside from the direct loan that we would have, which is also lower cost. So these are the incentives that we have. Like I said, in the business incentive, either property taxes or the low interest loans or taxes and bonds. So that's the thing we do. When I worked, of course, in the city of Chicago, it was always direct interaction with the companies that we would be, you know, dealing with. Right now, a lot of time, whatever town you are in the Cook County, either you're Schaumburg, Hoffman Estates, Mount Prospect, anywhere you are, so we work with the local officials. There's another program, it's called Tax Increment Financing. I don't know if you heard of TIF. So TIF is another program that local officials, you know, our local villages and towns are able to do. We work with them and help them to create. TIF is almost like it's a subsidy. Let's say you have a $10 million project and you're building a building or something and buying land and building a building. The government can establish a TIF district because once you build a building, let's say, you know, this is the land, is vacant now paying $100 in taxes. But when you build your building, that's gonna be $1,000 in taxes. So that $900 difference, that is the increment that goes directly to the local government. They can take that money and put it back to the business. So a lot of times they would subsidize up to 15-20% of the project. In that example of 10 million, they can just cut a check for $2 million. There it is, and you only have to get $8 million. It's almost like an equity. So these are the programs we have. Teodoro will send you an email with this and also another one pager I sent that has my name, my colleague's name, my bureau chief's name, our email address, phone numbers. The best way that I can explain is Whenever you feel like that you're going to have a project, you know, and of course you're dealing with your banks or lawyers or whoever, but you want to find out if the county can do something, just one email. If you don't want to call, that's fine. Just one email. Just let me know in a small paragraph that what is that you're trying to do. And we can see if we can find something to help you, to assist you with, with your business. Takes 5 minutes. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But whatever it is, that we can definitely handhold you and help you with establishing your business here.